2 Kings chapter 8, verses 25 to 29, and 2 Chronicles 22, verses 1 to 6. I'll be concentrating on the Chronicles passage. We now come to the reign of Ahaziah, his short, evil reign. Let me read the relevant verses. The people of Jerusalem, I'm reading from 2 Chronicles 22, verse 1, the people of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, Jehoram's youngest son, king in his place. Why did they go for the youngest? Why? Well, the text goes on. Since the raiders who came with the Arabs into the camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. It was Hobson's choice. They had no choice. All the other princes had been slaughtered. This was the only one left, the youngest. My guess is that he was immature. His father had been evil. His grandfather, Jehoshaphat, had been a godly man. But now the king, Ahaziah, a young man, with a following an evil father, what is he going to do? Verse 2, Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king. That's the textual rendering here, and I think it fits in very much with what we see here. A very young man, immature, and he becomes king very early in life, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 1 year. A very short reign, a disastrous reign, an evil reign. He comes from an appalling background. His father was evil, wicked. But then we read in verse 2, his mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. This is linking her back and linking Ahaziah back to Ahab, king of Israel. You see, these sins cast long shadows. They're all tied in now by marriage and genetic descent following the practices of the evil king Ahab. And it's a dreadful time for Israel, of course, the northern kingdom, but looking particularly at Judah, the southern kingdom, those days of Jehoshaphat are long gone now, and now evil reigns is there in this family. And naturally, therefore, we read in verse 3, he too walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. Not only was there this background, but we go on to read, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong. His mother actually encouraged him to go in the pagan ways. The parent here, the mother here, has a tremendous responsibility. The father was evil, the mother was even worse. Now 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 to 17 shows us how godly parents and godly grandparents can have an influence. Remember over Timothy with Lois and Eunice, how they brought him up in the way of the scriptures. They taught him from his infancy the word of the Lord. What was Ahaziah brought up to follow? The ways of Ahab, the ways of the world, the ways of paganism, the ways of idolatry. Now, we can't put all the blame on his parental upbringing, in his upbringing as a child and his parents and so on. Verse 4, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done. For after his father's death, they became his advisers to his undoing. He went back to Ahab. He asked for their advice. And he is responsible. He sinned. He can't blame his mother. He can't blame his father. They have their input. He went to the world. He went to paganism. He asked the pagans what to do, and they advised him, and he followed. He didn't go to Moses in the law of God. He didn't go to the covenant that God had established, the Mosaic covenant at Sinai. He didn't go to that. He didn't go to the word of the Lord. He didn't go where he should have gone. He went to pagans, and he is responsible. And it worked out in evil. He also, verse 5, followed their counsel when he went with Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead. The Arameans wounded Joram, so he returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds they had inflicted on him, and so on. And then we read Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to Jezreel to see Joram, son of Ahab, because he'd been wounded. History repeating itself reminds me of Jehoshaphat with Ahab at Ramoth Gilead. It's come round again. The wheel has turned a full circle here. You see, these people are repeating the sins of the past, and they're reaping the rewards of it. He's linked with pagans. He's taken advice from pagans. He eats and drinks and sleeps, as it were, paganism. He's thinking paganism, pagan principles, pagan associations, pagan practice, pagan ways. He's repeating old errors, and he's paying a heavy price for it. And not only Ahaziah, Judah is paying a heavy price. Now, 1 Corinthians 10, these things are written for our learning. These things are written to teach us. We must learn from these things. What can we learn? Parental responsibility. Brother and sister, those of you who have children, what a responsibility, what a privilege. Bring them up in the fear and nurture and admonition of God. You remember the proverb, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Now, however you interpret that, and people like to interpret it in the positive way, don't forget the negative. Bring them up in the ways of paganism, and don't be surprised if they turn out to be pagans. Look to God to bless you, to bring them up in the fear and nurture and admonition of the Lord, and may he in due time give them grace. Of course, it doesn't run in families. The infant baptizers might think it does, but it doesn't. But may God bless our bringing up of our children. We have a responsibility there. But I appeal to all elders, all churches, all believers. The modern church, the modern evangelical church, is going to the world wholesale, asking the world how to run its affairs, copying the world, aping the world. So there's hardly any difference now between Walmart, JCPenney, Asda, Tesco, and many evangelical churches. You can go into some theatres and see just the same in the churches. It's the shopping mall all over again. We're copying the world. You see it in Israel, you see it here in Judah, you see it with Ahaziah. And the cost is enormous. And it will be enormous again in the churches. Let us reform here, let us repent here, let us return to the Lord and learn from Ahaziah and avoid his evil ways. Parental responsibility, I've spoken of that. But, my friend, I address you. You may have had godly parents, but that doesn't make you godly. You must be godly on your own account. You must seek the Lord for yourself. You must trust him. You must call upon him and look to him and obey him. You have your own responsibility. The buck stops with you. Ahaziah could speak of the advisors, he could speak of his mother, of his father, but in the end, the buck stopped with Ahaziah. He had his own responsibility. We see how virulent evil is, how rapidly it spreads, how contagious it is. It travels so quickly. Error, falsehood, lies, they travel faster and further than truth so easily, so often. These are very solemn lessons, but may we heed them and learn them. May we turn from the evil. May we learn from this man the things to avoid, and may we cultivate the good that he so dreadfully failed to have and enjoy and do. May we live in the light of the positive here, avoiding all the negative. May God give us grace. May he speak to us in our hearts, and may we work it out by his grace, by his Spirit, in our lives, for Christ's sake. Amen.